It's the Platinum Club. And here's your weekly podcast that takes the principles of showbiz blueprint to the next level. In each episode, Barry serves up a message to motivate, guide, and inspire you to play bigger, act bolder, take bigger risks, and win. Direct from his studio in the Sierra Mountains and straight into your business, here's Barry.
Hey, it's good to be with you from the mountains of Colorado. I'm staffing a men's initiation weekend, and there's a man going through this weekend that I know, and that always makes it even more special. I stay 100% out of someone's experience if I know them, of course, except for when I'm leading a process, and then it has to be what it is. But I don't do any communication, no small talk. I avoid eye contact. You know, no getting in the way of him getting what he came here to get. And that's very important to me. It's late at night and I snuck away into the staff office and something's going on that I just want to share with the Platinum Club here because I think it's exactly where we're at right now. There is a common theme that I see on trainings like these. You know, whether it's a men's weekend or a boys to men rite of passage adventure weekend, or a group of women on a webinar where I'm talking about life without sugar. It's a theme that has been present in my life, and I'm betting that to some extent it's been present in your life too. And here's what it is. Making decisions is difficult, paralyzingly difficult in some cases. If I look back at my own life, I can relate every major change to a decision I made that I committed to without the option of a plan B and followed through. Every major change boiled down to that, a decision and a commitment that didn't include an option for plan B, and I followed through. At 15, I learned how to juggle and I decided I'd become a professional and make it a part of the rest of my life. Done. At 23, I met Annie and decided that she was way too good for me, and if she'd have me, I'd marry her and spend the rest of my life with her. We just celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary, and neither of us are leaving. In 1990, after doing over 200 television appearances and realizing I didn't have to live in LA any longer, I decided to move north to San Francisco, a major life upgrade that happened when I made a decision and followed through. Those are three that I just jotted down, three of the dozens of important life decisions. And I'll talk about one more that's very close to home for all of us. Last year, I decided to retire from performing as half of the Raspini Brothers, 34 years into it. And the decision was clear. I had gotten everything I needed from my time on stage. And I decided to hang up the clubs and go 100% into the next chapter of my life. The decisive life. We each live our lives as entertainers and entrepreneurs, and we will live or die, win or lose, based on the decisions we make and our commitment to follow through on them. And it's scary work. Tonight, I watched brave men who signed up for this weekend. They stood up and they said what they came here to get, what they wanted to be different on Monday and for the rest of their lives. From the outside, you know, having staffed more than two dozen of these weekends, I can see with pretty good accuracy the ones who are going to make it, the ones who have the fire burning so brightly in their bellies that there isn't the option of going back to sleep, no plan B. They can't continue living the life that they finally realize is no longer working. And it takes courage. And I see people that just don't have it all lined up yet at these weekends. They haven't hit a low enough bottom, or the pain isn't bad enough. Or they're telling themselves that it isn't really that bad. Yet it's bizarre because something got them off their asses to pay the money to drive out to the middle of the mountains, leave their lives, and do an intensive men's weekend. So when they fall back into the comfort or say something that isn't congruent with their new vision, I literally turn into a pit bull. I don't know that you'd recognize this version of me. Fiercely compassionate, but I'm not against getting in their face and saying, look, I woke up at 4 a.m. yesterday in a very warm bed in California. I drove to the airport. I got on a flight and then drove almost 2 hours and showed up so that your life can be different on Monday. And I'm not going to let you play small. they step up and they make a decision. They get clear on why they're here, what they're willing to do to get what they came for, how they have given up their power all their lives, how they have wimped out, the dreams they let go, and so much more. Then I have them make a decision, a small one, one that is based in what they want and why they want it. And I have them sit down without inviting or allowing a single word about how it could happen. Because you see, if they start thinking about how it could happen, if you start thinking about how it can happen, you shut down. Instantly, and possibly more deeply than you or those men have ever shut down before. All they know about how at this point is what's gotten them exactly where they're at right now. Every trick, lifestyle choice, relationship, coping method, belief system, or behavior is what they've used to get to this point in their life. And over the next 2 days, we are going to give them a whole new box of tools with which to build their life going forward. In this podcast, I want to talk to you about decisions. I want to give you a few simple techniques that I use to make decisions and follow through on them. And then I'm going to ask you to make one and follow through. This is going to be an important skill, and you'll see why at the end of this episode. What's the big deal? Just make a decision and act on it, right? Sounds so simple. Well, maybe. As Michael Spermuli taught us in his brilliant masterclass last month, we don't all behave or operate that way. If you do, and I know there are some of you here in the Plat Club, you might be a bit closer to the starting line than others. Hang in, there is definitely something in here for you too. The biggest challenge of making a decision is FOMO. You heard of this? Fear of missing out. Our ego self doesn't like missing out. In fact, even though most of your brain might be interested in growth and career advancement, it's fighting against a part of your brain that is scared to death of growth, your lizard or reptilian brain. It would much prefer to remain in the status quo. And that struggle between your ego self and the lizard brain is the battleground of indecision. So we have to short circuit that path and get more quickly into action. Action is the antidote for indecision. We have to literally sneak up on the action before the lizard brain can grab the wheel. It's simple, yes, but not easy. The easiest way to get out of the decision-making process and into action is to get out of your head and into your gut. Granted, the head can be very convincing, right? I've probably talked about this. You know, it's very fancy usage of nouns and verbs and subjects. It paints a great argument. But the truth is that your brain in your head is regulated and governed by a lot of BS that the brain in your gut literally laughs at. You get that? The brain in our head is so regulated and governed by BS that the brain in our gut laughs at. Yes, I said the brain in your gut twice. This isn't some sort of crazy notion. It is literally science. And we've all felt it. You know that I knew in my gut it was the right thing to do? It was a gut feeling that told me to turn back. You heard the expression, do a quick gut check? That southern brain knows more about you, the true you, than its northern companion could ever know. It's not concerned with fight or flight. It's not tied to history. It's not even concerned with how something can happen. It just sends a truth message, and the trick is to trust it and turn off the head's immediate response. Easier said than done, the brain in your head is saying, right? Easier said than done. Of course it does. Well, the brain in your gut says, hell yes, let's take action. I've been waiting for this. And just so you know, I've never talked about this on Showbiz Blueprint. I'm doing it now because my gut intelligence told me that this is the next step for the Plat Club. So I grabbed my phone and started recording. It's what I'm doing right now. It's how I've operated most of my life, and I've broken it down into some steps that have already helped a small focus group that I run. I've done this with them, and it is turning lives around. So let's dig in, just with a couple of ground rules. First, know that this is a skill, and it will take a bit of practice. The practice is an undoing of your normal habit, as opposed to practicing a new skill. It's an undoing, if that's of any consolation to you. Next, there is a trust that has to be cultivated between you and your gut intelligence, so practice it often, daily, hourly, minute by minute if you can, on very small decisions. Allow it to guide you on the small stuff, and then it will release its superpowers more easily. Always happens that way. And lastly, the gut answers immediately. There is no delay and no negotiation. If you start to negotiate, you're in your head. The answer you get instantly is the cleanest it's going to get. And man, I can feel my head brain tightening up as I say that. And I'm going to keep going anyway. So let's begin. There is no writing to do, so you can just literally do this wherever you are right now. And do it. Let me make that decision for you. Just do it right now while we are here together. Don't put it off. In a moment, I'm going to ask you a question. The answer can be from any category of your life: personal, professional, health, relationship, financial, spiritual, mechanical, you know, any area of your life. Doesn't matter at all at this point, because you'll have many, many, many more chances. Once I ask the question, take a deep breath into your belly. Let it travel all the way down with your breath. Literally piggybacked right on your breath. Just take the question down with you. Hold it and let it go. Then you'll do it again. Just focus on the breath carrying the question down to your belly. And you may feel a struggle as your head tries to take over. You're programmed that way. You may feel that struggle. The goal is to carry the question all the way down to your belly and stay with it while you hold it and while you breathe it out. And this is not a contest, but I do want you to stick with it until you can keep the question with your breath in, holding, and exhaling back out your mouth 3 times in a row. Here's the question. What's a decision that it's time for me to make? What's a decision that it's time for me to make? I'm going to ask you to pause this recording until you can carry that question along with your breath deep into your belly, hold it, and back out your mouth 3 times in a row. Pause this and I'll be back when you're done. So did an answer to the query pop up from your belly and present itself? I'm not talking about a negotiated answer, the one that's lesser, safer, smaller, easier. No, I'm talking about the one that popped up without any consideration or conditions. If it was pure gut, you will have felt the lightest, purest feeling you may have ever felt in your life. It won't have felt like a decision at all. Instead, it would have felt like the key to a door that has been keeping you locked up and stuck. Why? Because that decision was free from all the history and fear and what ifs, hows, and rules that have gotten you exactly where you are right now and keep you safely behind that fence. Because on the other side of that fence is what's waiting for you. And that decision you just heard, you just felt from your belly, was free of any of the history that built that fence. So you ready for the next step? Make a commitment to follow the decision you just made from your gut intelligence. Whew. If it's scary, that's your head talking, and you should take the action sooner than later. What will this do for you? First of all, there will be a huge freedom and movement in that area of your life. Guaranteed, it's going to kick something down. Next, you will gain trust for your gut, and you will habitually make bigger decisions from this place more often. And finally, you will break out of the places that you are stuck because you are being guided by the most intelligent part of yourself. Yep, you're going to break out of places that you have felt stuck for so long. So you can use this process for any area of your life, and I know you will once you get over any fear or blocks. And give it to yourself 100%. 100%. On the other hand, if you give into the warning signs and the messages that may have popped up from your head, you will reinforce the fear and the history, the blocks, the fence building that have gotten you here. no matter where you are right now, there is something you're stuck, fenced off from. That decision that came from your belly right now is a step in the direction to freedom. So look, we all vote for the life we live through the actions we take. And the results are pure and true and incontrovertible. This week, I'm inviting you to trust your gut intelligence first and foremost. It's been with you every day of your life and it knows everything about you. It's never given up on you and it's been waiting for this very moment. I won't say any of this to the attendees of the weekend initiation that I'm currently staffing, but I will operate from it 100% in real time. The gut decisions are that quick, that easy, that clean, and I won't pause for a single second and will never second guess. You want to trust an ancient wisdom inside of yourself that fully for a week and let me know how it goes? Gosh, I hope so. I really hope so. From the mountains of Colorado, I will sign off and speak to you soon. So